Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Yeah!
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes.
Yes.
Saying there's more that I require of thee.
Require of thee. My Lord.
There is more that I require of thee.
Require of thee.
He's calling you higher.
Yes, he is.
There is more that I require of thee.
I want to go
higher. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher.
say yes.
Say yes. Say yes.
Will your spirit say? Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say yes.
Jesus.
There is more that I require.
There is more. There's more.
So much more, Jesus. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Good afternoon, man of God.
Good afternoon. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. What about you?
Amen. Oh, always.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise your name today, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, my soul said yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My soul said yes. Yes to your will, yes to your word, and yes to your ways. My soul cries out today, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes to your will, Lord, hallelujah, yes to your word, and yes to your ways, Jesus. And we thank you today, Father. Oh, we thank you for this day, Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We're here today on the platform, the airways, and around the world to lift up your name, Jesus. We're here to lift you up. Lift him 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 up. Lift up the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that we lift him up. Lift him up that he will draw all men unto him. Lift him up, somebody. Lift up the name of Jesus. Come on and let's worship him today. Let's worship the God of all, Jesus. Let's worship God today. Worship him. Come on and worship him. Worship him today. Worship my God today. Worship your God today. Come on and let's worship him today. Let's praise his name today. Come on and give him praise. Because he said, I inhabit the praises of my people. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I'm your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And we're in 52 weeks of love. Week 13. We're in week 13. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you have your Bible, turn your Bibles with me today to Acts. That's the book of Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 23 through 26. And I want to share this with you before I get into the heart of my text. Amen. I will be ministering to you about the power of praise and worship. Praise is defined as the act of expressive approval or admiration, the offering of grateful homage and words of song. And worship is defined as reverence, honor, and homage. These two definitions share the word homage, which is defined as respect or reverence. We see here, y'all, that praise and worship are intertwined and the two work together. Did y'all get that? The two work together, praise and worship. They work together. Amen. In the book of Acts, the Bible talks about when Paul and Silas, the Apostle Paul and Silas, was thrown into jail for casting a spirit out of a slave girl while in prison, Paul and Silas offered praise and worship to God despite their circumstance. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 16 and 23. It reads, after they had been severely flogged, and one translation say beaten, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. And look at verse 4. Verse 4 says, upon receiving such orders, those orders was from the jailer, he put them in an inner cell called an inner dungeon, fastened their feet and stocks. And verse 25, this is my key verse, amen. Verse 25 says, about midnight, it was around midnight or about midnight. I say about midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God. They was praising and worshiping in the midst of their circumstances. And the other prisoners was listening to them. Verse 26 goes on to say, suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, that the foundation of the prison was shaken. But I'm here to tell y'all today, this was not an earthquake. This was the mighty power of God that shook that building. The Bible says, suddenly there was a violent earthquake, that the foundation of the prison was shaken. But I said it was the power of God that shook the prison. And I imagine there was a whole lot of shaking going on. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came off. Everybody's chains came off. Paul and Silas knew the power of praise and worship. They knew that through their reverence, honor, and admiration of Christ, through their praise and worship, there is deliverance. Did y'all know through your praise and worship, there is deliverance? There is deliverance. Amen? Praise and worship is a powerful thing. Hear this, faith of God. Praise and worship is a powerful thing. Did you hear me? Did y'all get that? I say praise and worship is a powerful thing. There is deliverance in your praise. Deliverance is defined as salvation and liberation. Hey, Lord God. That means you are set free. Free from whatever it is that has you in bondage. And act. We saw Paul and Silas in physical bondage. They was in bondage, y'all. And God set them free. I say God set them free. But do you know? Listen at this, y'all. But do you know? We can not only be in physical bondage, but also spiritual bondage as well. But through your praise and worship, my, my. Through your praise and worship, my, my. Though your praise and worship, you can be set free. Through your praise and worship, you can be set what? Free. I'm talking about set free. And when you're free indeed. That was John 8:36 said. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Thank somebody ought to praise him. I think somebody ought to praise him right now. Give God a praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Go ahead on and give him praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter your circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter what people say, my Lord, praise him. No matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter what people say, my Lord, praise him, y'all. Praise him anyway. Worship him anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is power, unspeakable power, in your praise and worship. Don't wait until you are out of situation. Praise and worship him in the midst of your situation. We need to praise God in the midst of what we're going through. God can and will turn it around. Just like the songwriter said, he'll turn it around for you, and he will. God will turn it around for you. Whatever you're going through, somebody on the platform, the airways, and around the world, I say, God will turn it around for you. He will. See, we have to be like Paul and Silas and be faithful with our praise. We can't be sometime praisers. Do y'all know anybody like that? We can't be sometime praisers. We have to be faithful praisers. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have to be faithful praisers. Praise him when you're well and when you're sick, when you have money and when you're broke. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Your praise shall continually be in your mouth. And the Living Bible says, I will praise the Lord no matter what. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I am blessed. And it's a matter of time before things change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because what I see now, or what we see now, is only temporary. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Lord, oh, shitty, oh, shanda, oh, shanda. Listen, deliverance and freedom are a great reason to praise my God. But they are not the only reason, amen. Well, what are some other reasons, Evangelist Valentine? I'm glad you asked. God alone is worthy of our praise and worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is God, our creator. And we are commanded to praise and worship him. Psalm 96, verse 6 says, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Worship the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, and the splendor of his holiness. Psalm 29, verse 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. Let's give God what due him, y'all. Let's give God what due him. Come on, saints of God, and let's give God what due him. Praise and worship, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God tells us, hallelujah, Jesus. God tells us how to praise and worship him in his word. Look at John, the 4th chapter, verse 23 through 24. It said, yet, hallelujah. This is that this saints of God. Yet a time is coming, has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father and the Spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. In order to worship God in truth, we need to know that Jesus said, this that the saints of God, we need to know that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, that's no one coming to the Father but by me. You cannot get to the Father unless you go by Jesus. If it's salvation you need, you got to go by Jesus. Whatever it is that you said in need of, can't get it until you go by Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. The best way, y'all, we can praise and worship God is with every thought and action. That's in Romans 12 and 1 says, offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This must give us all we need to worship God. Let's worship him. We worship you, Lord God. Lord, we worship you. We worship you with every fiber of our being. We worship you with everything that is within us. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I want y'all to look at this. See, God is not limited by time and space. I say God is not limited by time and space. Hallelujah, Jesus. When people are born of the Spirit, listen at this, y'all. When people are born of the Spirit, they can commune with anywhere. They can commune. They can commune with God anywhere. They can commune with God anywhere. Anywhere. I didn't say communion, commune. C-O-M-M-U-N-E. We can commune with God anywhere. Did you hear that, saints of God? Anywhere. You don't just have to be at church. You don't just have to be at church to praise and worship God. Hallelujah. See, people tend to get caught up in where they should worship, what music they should sing, and how that worship looks to other people. But focusing on these things completely missed the point. We can worship our Father anywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can worship our Father anywhere. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say he is omnipresent. Universal. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can worship him in your car, your workplace, during your break, even in your bathroom. We can't focus on who's singing the solo this week. We need to focus on the word of the soul. We can't focus on messing up our new shoes. Kick them off. I said kick them off. Kick them off and go on and worship and praise my God. Somebody needs to praise God right now. Oh, come on and worship my God. Give him a worship. Give him praise. Oh, lift up your hands right now. Somebody needs to lift their hands. Somebody needs to lift up their hands. Lift up your hands, somebody. Oh, I got my both of my hands lifted up right now to Jesus. Both of my hands are lifted up to you, Jesus. Oh, I worship your name, Jesus. And I praise your name, Lord God. And I worship the Lord today. I love to worship my Jesus. I worship him anywhere. I don't care where I be. I have to praise him. I have to worship him. I have to let him know I love him. I glorify his name. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I'm warming my conclusion, y'all. In my conclusion, saints of God, I'm talking to those on the airways, the platform, the airways around the world. I want you to hear this. Saints of God, we need to worship, not sometime. We need to worship, not sometime. Oh, Jesus. We need to worship, not sometime. Oh, Jesus. We need to worship, not sometime. Oh, Jesus. But all the time. Thank you, Lord. But all the time. Thank you, Jesus. But all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to change some things in your life. I hope y'all hearing me today. God wants to change some things in your life and also in my life. But you are not allowing him to. Did y'all get that? But you are not allowing him to. You are holding up blessings and deliverance. Did y'all get that? You are holding up blessing and delivering, oh God, because it's in your praise. I say it's in your praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father. If you're not praising and worshiping him, How do you expect to get your blessing and deliverance? If you are not praising my God,
thank you, Jesus,
giving him, how do you expect to get your blessing and deliverance?
You
get it by praise and worship my God. Oh, I worship you, Lord. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Come on, 30 seconds and praise.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give God some praise and some worship right now.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give him a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father God. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead on and praise him, somebody.
Ooh, praise him. Hallelujah.
Go ahead on and praise
him. Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hand and praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Lift your hands. It's going to take for 30 seconds. And you can praise God like you lost your mind. Praise him like you're going crazy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise him. Praise
him. Thank you, Lord.
I praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I always praise my God.
Hallelujah.
I praise him when I got up this morning. I praise him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to give him a praise.
Praise him.
Come
Thank
on
you,
and
Jesus.
Praise him. Praise
yes,
him.
Lord.
Lift him
yes,
up.
Lord.
Lift him
Hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah.
Lift him up.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship
Ooh,
him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worship him. We need some worshipers, some true worshipers.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Said some true worshipers.
Ooh,
and I say he's looking for those true worshipers
thank
to
you,
praise
Jesus.
Him. Come on,
somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise
his name. Praise his holy name. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Praise Hallelujah, him, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
I praise
yes.
you.
Oh, beautiful. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty, mighty. Praise him.
I glory in your name. I glory in your name. I glory in your name.
Praise him.
I glory in your
thank
name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh,
at all times. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I end this sermon by saying praise you.
Hallelujah.
And I let him know we love him. Come on, let him know you love him.
Yes.
Say, I love you, Jesus.
Yes, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus.
We worship you. We magnify your name. And I give you all the praise today, Lord. I give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise and worship.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ooh, there is power in praise and worship.
Ooh,
glory be to God.
Praise and worship, Jesus. We give you praise.
Praise.
We give you
yes,
glory.
Lord.
We give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ooh, glory be to God. Ooh, love you, beautiful woman of God.
Love you too, sister.
Ooh, praise
love
God.
You too.
Praise and
I
worship
love you
him any
too.
Time. Ooh, I love,
I love
you.
You.
I love
too.
You more. Praise you. Ooh,
praise
good afternoon. Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes. Good afternoon, family.
Yes, Lord.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Terry, the Word. Ooh, I'm just excited over here. The power of praise and worship. Ooh,
yes,
family, today. I'm going to be speaking on encourage in the Lord. Encourage ourselves and encourage others in the Lord. Encourage. Encourage means to give support, confidence, and hope in someone. Hope
yes.
in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My scriptural reference is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of and not of evil to give you a future and hope. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Be not discouraged. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Family, we all need encouragement. We all need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraging one another to build each other up in the Lord. Amen. But we must first trust and believe in God as the source of everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ooh, we must encourage one another, family, in love. The love of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Being an encourager, it doesn't come naturally. But being a believer, believing in Christ, Christians, we are Christians, Christ followers. It is not an option. We are mandated by Father God to be encouraged and to encourage one another in the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. When we encourage one another, we are reflecting the heart of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We all need encouragement, starting with ourselves, our family, our friends, our children, our spouses, our pastors, pastors' wives, our church congregation, our ministries. And I tell you, there are so many out there that are lonely. Single people, elderly people, those that are sick, that are hospitalized, some are in their homes shut in. We need to encourage also, family, new believers. Those that are grieving, they need encouragement. Those that have just lost loved ones, they need to be encouraged. Those that are struggling with habits, they need encouragement. Those that are struggling with sin, who, thank you, Jesus, we all need some encouragement. I tell you, family, we should see others through God's eye. We should be loving them unconditionally, forgiving them as necessary. We know in the Bible, how many times do you forgive? You forgive and forgive and forgive and remember no more. We should be offering help through prayer and giving. If we're able, we should give. And we should be praying with them, not for them. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The power of our words. Encourage one another. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Ooh, the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So many family don't have their own personal relationship with our Lord and Jesus Christ. I tell you, everybody ought to know him. They need to know how Christ and Father God love each and every one of us unconditionally. We encourage ourselves to be more like Christ Jesus. We should be encouraging ourselves, sin less, sin no more, repent, and to forgive. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, and pray. Not to criticize and not to judge others. Not to be critical of ourselves. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We are to encourage ourselves with the truth. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The truth, which is in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ, each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, family. Jesus, thank you. Family, so many things are happening in God's world. Yes, God's world. This is his world. The Bible said these things were going to happen. He already wrote it. It's already been done. We're having war, terrorism, gun violence, families splitting apart, killings, mass killings, missing children. There's so many things, family, so many things going on. But do not be discouraged. We must be encouraged in the Lord. He says, do not be discouraged. I tell you, the love of Christ Jesus and Father God, we cannot take our mind off of this. Many are suffering from despair, hopelessness, some over their circle. We must believe that the Heavenly Father God, He will provide. If it wasn't so, He promised us in His Word, and He stands on His promises when you believe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will provide family and His timing. His timing is different from our timing. We want things right now. He's a God of right now. But His timing is different from our timing. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged. Be of good courage, family. He will never leave and He will never forsake us. Thank you, Jesus. Joshua 1:9 tells us, "Have I not commanded you to be strong of good courage? Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. The power of praise and worship. She said He is with you wherever you go. We should praise Him wherever we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We all, family, we have experienced ourselves or know someone situations that need encouragement. Some could be in jail or in prison, in the hospital. Some may be pending surgical procedures. Some are homeless, or some are a check away from being homeless. We all need encouragement. Thank you, Jesus. The beautiful sister said, some of us may not be in physical bondage, but we can be in physical bondage, but spiritual bondage is never taken away from you. This is what I put in my ministry when I send letters to those that's incarcerated. They can take you physically away, but spiritually, He's with you wherever you go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This scripture, Joshua 1:9, it speaks life. We have to be of good courage. We all have fallen short of God's glory. Thank you, Jesus. The Heavenly Father, He sent us a helper. He sent us a comforter. He sent us the Holy Spirit, Lord. Family, we can encourage ourselves and others in speaking the word of God into existence. Our timing is different from His. We can wake up in the middle of the night. We can speak with Him. We can call Him in the middle of the day. We can speak with Him. Be encouraged. We are never alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have to praise Him. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. Encourage ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Continue doing the work that the Lord has called us to. Thank you, Lord. With God, all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Without Him, I can do nothing. Thank you, Lord. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Speak it into existence, family. If it wasn't so, it wouldn't be in His Word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Trusting God as the source of everything. Thank you, Father God. We must be encouraged. We must encourage ourselves to never depart from the Word of God. Never let it enter our mind. Our His Son Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. From His Word, we cannot depart from His statutes. We must encourage others that don't have their personal relationship with Him to seek Him now. because this is not our will. This is the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Not our will. John 15:4 tells us, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Trusting God as the source of everything. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Who can we call on day and night? What an almighty God we serve. Be encouraged, family. Be encouraged. Encourage ourselves. Encourage one another, family, with kind words. The word of God, the true living word of God, can transform our lives. And that's the change we want to see on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be encouraged. I will do better now. Be encouraged. We will do better now. No one left behind. No one left behind. Thank you, Jesus. Encourage anyone. Everyone, anywhere, anytime, the opportunity is available. Thank you, Jesus. So many opportunities to be encouraged. Thank you, Lord. And encourage ourselves and others at all times. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Thank you, Jesus. Died of this flesh and living in this spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must die of this flesh and live in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We must become intimate with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, family. Be encouraged. We've had some bad days where we have fallen short of God's glory. I tell you, we must be encouraged that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Though our good days and our bad days, we shall press through. We have good days and bad days. Just press through them. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is one of my favorite scriptures, too, because the will of God in Christ Jesus for you in everything. Be thankful and grateful no matter what the circumstance. Be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord at all times. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. He is so worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praising God, thank you, Lord Jesus. When encouraging others, praise God. It grows their faith. It grows our faith. The enemy, the adversary, he wants us to be discouraged, to fall into his trap. He may send different people and things at you to discourage you from the prize. And the prize we know is Christ. Yes, he may even come in people that's close to you. I tell you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we know principality. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, family. Be encouraged in the word of God, the truth. Serve an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a lie. You have to remind him that. When you stay in the word of God, rebuke him. Rebuke sin. Rebuke sin nature. In the almighty name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, family. We have to separate ourselves from whatever, whomever, does not live in line with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be encouraged, knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and the Christ, which are one. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we all have times if the Heavenly Father is with us. So be encouraged in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have hope in the Lord. He promised us eternal life through the Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we believe. We believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Encourage ourselves that our good days outweigh our bad days. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. And I will not complain. Thank you, Lord. Be encouraged and encourage one another. We are His servant. Thank you, Jesus. We are a product of God. He has chosen us. Satan's number one tool is discouragement. He wants to rob us of our peace and joy. No, no, the devil is a lie. We are to believe in Christ through God's word. No discouragement. Get in that close relationship with His word, His Bible. Get in His word, that Bible. Whatever it takes, if you have to go in your closet, get in some music, if it's movie, if it's biblical movie, something to keep you encouraged in the Lord, get in His word, whatever it takes. The Now Network has archives, whatever it takes. You can call the Christian Radio 24/7. Encourage yourself in the Lord, I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, we are His the living stone. Build up the body of Christ without one another. We all need to be encouraged in the Lord. We have to encourage others to seek Him. This is not our will, family. This is the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. We are not interdependent. We're interdependent. We are not independent in Christ. We need one another to build up the body of Christ. I tell you, family, we serve a mighty God. Be encouraged in the Lord to share with one another. Surround yourself with people that encourage you in the Lord. In the almighty name of Jesus, ooh, be encouraged, family. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for another day. I thank you for another opportunity on the Now Network with What's the Word and 52 Weeks of Love, Mighty Woman of God, Evangelist Valentine. I thank you for our Now Network family. I thank you for the listeners, Father. I thank you for your word, your true living word. I thank you, Father, for giving me that spirit to share as much as I know of your word with us. I thank you, Father, for your unconditional love. I thank you, Father God, for never leaving nor forsaking. In the name of Jesus, I petition, and I thank you, Father, for my prayer. Family, today is Friday. Today the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Ooh, glory be to God. Love you all, family. God bless.
The Lord has made me joy. family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.